This is Judith Richards interviewing Louise Fishman on December 21st, 2009, in her studio at 526 West 26th Street, New York City, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. Good morning, Louise.
Hi.
I'd like to start with you're talking about your family background, your parents, your grandparents, as far back as you know, and the knowledge that you grew up with as a child about your family.
I didn't really know a whole lot about my grandparents. No one really talked that much about the history, but I did find things out later. Both sets of grandparents came from Russia. My mother's father came over when he was 14 with a brother, I think, or maybe two brothers.
But what date would that be?
Let's see, my mother was born in 16, I think. So, and she was the youngest. So I would say, and the oldest, I don't know the difference in age, actually. But it must have been at least 10 years, a good 10 years before. And I spoke to my grandfather, who I was very close to, Abraham Fisher is his name.
Fisher.
Yeah. There were lots of children.
This is your paternal grandfather?
My maternal.
And your mom? Oh.
And I spent a lot of time with him and my grandmother because they lived in Atlantic City when he retired. He used to work, he was a ladies' tailor, and he was a union organizer. My mother filled me in on that. He worked in a shop, a sweatshop, and in the summers, and when my mother was out of school.
Where did they live?
Philadelphia. We didn't go through, the family didn't go through Ellis Island. They all came through Philadelphia ports. And my grandmother's name was Rebecca, so it was Abraham and Rebecca. I don't remember her maiden name, but he never learned how to write and read English.
Did they meet in Russia before they came?
They met here. She had come over, her family came over earlier, and she spoke English very beautifully, and she read and wrote. They both became citizens, but he never learned how to read. I don't know how that happened, actually. But
so he spoke and wrote in Yiddish or Hebrew or
Russian?
He didn't
really write. I mean, I wrote him a postcard. I didn't know this, but when I was, I don't know where I was out someplace, and I wrote him a postcard. And at the end of it, I wrote, "Long live the Tsar." I was joking. And when I went to Atlantic City the next time, he said to me, "Louise, the Tsar is dead." And apparently he took the postcard to my aunt, Edith, my mother's sister-in-law, to translate it so that he knew what I was saying. But and I would sit with him on his little porch. They didn't, neither side had very much money. And none of their children went to through high school except for my mother and my father. They were the first in both families. They were the babies. There was a little space between the last of their siblings and them. So they were sort of fawned on, and they were very good looking, both of them, very smart, and they had got special treats. And they both got to finish high school. The rest of their families, I don't know, including my aunt, who was a important painter, my father's sister, she didn't go through high school. In fact, she worked to send my father to business school so he could become an accountant.
Going back to your grandfather, Abraham, married to Rebecca,